This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
10 Americans in prison in Venezuela are back in the U.S. this morning.
The Americans were freed in exchange for Alex Saab, a close ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Avan Hernandez, a Los Angeles County public defender who was arrested in Venezuela nearly 2 years ago, says he's relieved to be back.
I'm incredibly grateful to be home. I'm incredibly grateful to my family, to my friends, to President Biden for getting me home, for getting all of us home.
The agreement also resulted in the return to the U.S. of Leonard Glenn Francis, a Malaysian owner of a shipping service company who's the central character in one of the largest bribery scandals in Pentagon history. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.N. Security Council has a vote scheduled for this morning on a new resolution about desperately needed aid to Gaza. The Israel-Hamas war has created a humanitarian crisis there. Millions of Americans are already traveling for the holidays. Today's one of the busiest air travel days of the holiday season. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the weather could foul things up, though, around Christmas and New Year's.
FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility. We get down-to-the-minute weather predictions from National Weather Service meteorologists and use those to inform exact arrival and departure routes across the busiest parts of the U.S. airspace.
For those of you traveling by car, gas is $3.12 a gallon this morning. That's up 2 cents in a week, according to the AAA. Now to Porch Pirates. A product research company surveyed more than 1,200 consumers in October and found that 26% of them have been victims of package theft. The AP's Male Athlete of the Year is, you guessed it, Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Dodgers. This is AP News. Now about the latest vehicle recall. The AP's Mike Hempen has this.
Toyota has announced the recall of 1 million vehicles. The automaker says the recall is due to a defect that could cause airbags not to deploy, increasing the chances of injury. It covers Toyota and Lexus vehicles from model years 2020 to 2022. Included are Toyota Avalons, Camrys, Highlanders, RAV4s, Siennas, and Corollas, plus some hybrids of those models. The Lexus models included in the recall are the ES250 sedan and the RX350 SUV, among others. The vehicles being recalled have sensors in the front passenger seat that may have been manufactured improperly.
Forecasters are warning of heavy rainfall, maybe excessive, in Southern California today. Flash flooding possible. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.